Thank you, Kim. So I'm going to present one project from Holland, and we call it omzet.amersfoort, and I always have to explain, it's just a Dutch word for, let's say, converting things, converting wastewater into valuable products, but it's also converting money, so turnover of money, and we also want to earn some money back from wastewater for our citizens. So in the Netherlands we have 23 water boards, and I'm working for one of them, Vallei en Veluwe. Strange Dutch words for you, I think. In the middle of the Netherlands, we have about 1 million inhabitants, 16 treatment plants. We are managing the treatment plants, so we are a governmental organization. And we're also treating some wastewater from companies. So together it's 1.5 million. We have four regions, and I'm going to talk about the blue region here. It's around the city of Amersfoort. I think Amersfoort is comparable to Girona, if you look at the size. But it's also treating some other villages. And in the neighborhood we have three other treatment plants, and the sludge of these other treatment plants are is dewatered at Amersfoort. So it's a central treatment plant. It looks like this. We are very proud of this treatment plant. It looks fine, and actually it's very complete. So we have a very nice effluent quality. Last year we built a sand filtration after the treatment plant, and it treated the wastewater up to 0.2 milligrams per liter, and the nitrogen is below 10 milligrams per liter. So I want to tell you something about the history of this plant and about our project for the energy recovery and the phosphorus recovery and the future project. To start with, I will tell you our vision and ambition on energy recovery and resource recovery, and what we already did, which measures we take already, which research we did, and about the project. And to start with, our ambition is to we set our ambition in 2010, so 4 years ago now, and we already recovered some energy from our treatment by biogas production for about 30% of the energy requirement of the treatment plant. And we are making very clean water, and we end up with some sludge. And if you as you probably know, in the Netherlands we are not allowed to bring our sludge to the agriculture or to the landfill. We have to incinerate it. So sludge is very expensive in the Netherlands. That's why it's interesting to do something else with the sludge, so sludge minimization and recovery of phosphorus and so on. First of all, we want to produce more energy, and we want to deliver the energy to the neighbors, and we want to recover some nutrients, as you have heard of just last presentation, but there are also possibilities to recover fibers from wastewater. And we just started to do some research, and we already have an installation in the Netherlands. But most of all, we also get rid of the sludge, because it's very, very expensive to get rid of it. And we want to make fuel out of it, or even raw materials as much as possible. We also want to share the knowledge we are gaining at the moment. So we are also working on innovative technologies and knowledge exchange. That's why I'm here. We already did some interesting measures at this treatment plant. To start with, we had a gas filtration 3 years ago, and the effect of this gas filtration, biogas filtration, was that the efficiency of the combined heat and power plant was increased very much. Second measure we took was installing another aeration for the treatment. Third one was the treatment of the filtrate of the dewatering centrifuges. We call it an Anomox process or a Demon process. Probably you know about it. And last one is we put a sand filtration in at the end of the plant. And in the procurement of the sand filtration, we set the energy requirements very strict. And the effect of all this is shown here. As you can see, here are in this graph, we have the total consumption of where is the red dot? This one. Yeah, total consumption of energy, and also the production, the red one, of energy, and electricity for aeration, and the electricity we have to still to buy. And as you can see, the production by the combined heat and power plant increased last years because of the biogas filtration with activated carbon. The consumption of oxygen energy decreased by introduction of bubble aeration. So in the end, the total energy consumption and also the purchase of energy decreased. And we started in 2006 with about 25% production of our own energy compared to the total consumption. And in 2012, we were already at 55%. So just taking measures like this will be helpful to increase your energy balance. And all these kind of measures are also earned back. So it's not cost increasing, but cost decreasing for several reasons. For example, you have less maintenance with the combined heat and power plant if you have a biogas filtration. You have less cost for energy if you introduce bubble aeration, and so on. Furthermore, we started a research project, and we already called it Omzet met Amersfoort, because we wanted to increase the energy balance of this treatment plant, first of all, but also look at other possibilities to increase, for especially phosphorus recovery, but also sludge drying, increasing the amount of organics to the anaerobic digestion, and so on. I'm not going in all the detail, but the results of this research, which we found out and we calculated, was first of all that we want to have a central digestion for all the four treatment plants, and to go for thermal pressure hydrolysis. So we have heard about all kind of treatments of sludge to decrease the amount of sludge, to reduce the amount of sludge, and to increase the amount of biogas production. And we have chosen for thermal pressure hydrolysis. Second is we are not going to dose polyelectrolytes on the effluent because of the effluent quality. We are going to install biological peer removal and phosphorus recovery from the sludge. And we want to improve or to install sludge drying with the excess heat of the combined heat and power plant. And we found out it's possible to dry 75% of our sludge with the own excess heat of the combined heat and power plant. We also decided to install a new combined heat and power plant, because we have compared it with other possibilities, like delivering the biogas to the grid, to the natural gas grid, or other technologies, but we decided to do it like this. So then we made a proposal for our board to start with the central digestion and the thermal hydrolysis and the biological peat removal and phosphorus recovery and the sludge drying. And we got also the life funding for for this to do this, to make it possible. And we expected the results which are shown here. So we want the calculations say that Amersfoort could be, the treatment plant of Amersfoort could be energy neutral, could even deliver 30% more. And the whole region, so including the other treatment plants, would be 65% self-sufficient. So 65% of the energy consumption will be delivered by this treatment plant of Amersfoort. Up to sludge, we want to have 30% dry weight of the dewatered sludge, and that's very important because the higher this is, the lower the cost of the sludge cost to get rid of it, and we could earn this back within 6 years. So that's nice. In the second phase, we want to recover phosphorus, and we want to reduce the amount of chemicals used for chemical phosphorus removal. And in the third phase, we want to dry our sludge. And so we have at our procurement last year, and we have done it to the European rules. So we had also very nice offers from abroad. It's really different from before, because then we had mostly from the Netherlands. So we have a German process for a thermal hydrolysis called Lysotherm Stools. And the company who sold it is SHNE. And we have peer recovery with the Pearl reactor. It's from Canada. I'm sorry for you, Marijn, but it's not from AFAS. So that's what we're going to build now, and it will be ready next year. Just a nice picture of the company, how it will be in the future. We will have some new buildings, but most of the things are just reorganized. And the result of this is that we will deliver 30% extra energy to the environment. We will not be 65% self-sufficient, but even 70%. We will recover about 42% of our phosphorus. And we will have a return on investment of 6.7 years. That's what they calculated for us. And they are going to prove it, we hope. So just a scheme to show you what is changing. So at the upper side, you see the treatment plant of Amersfoort. And we are going to introduce the thermal pressure hydrolysis here over the digestion tanks, anaerobic digestion. So it's a little bit different than other processes which are pre-treatment, but this is not a pre-treatment but a side treatment. So there's sludge taken from the digestion tank and brought back in the digestion tank. We also install a Pearl reactor to recover the phosphorus, and not only from the dewatering filtrate or centrate, but also from a stripper tank in front of the digestion tank. And we do this to increase the amount of phosphorus taken from the process. And another thing is that we had a lot of problems with struvite precipitation in the pipelines, and now we hope to get rid of that also. So as is already said, most of the let's say improvements in cost are in the process. So we have less struvite precipitation, less maintenance. And we will have less sludge production. We will have a better dewatering. We will go up from 25% to 31%. So the sludge volume will also decrease because of a better dewaterability, but also because of a lot of biogas production. And the surprise here was that we will earn about 400 euros per ton on phosphorus. So the price of phosphorus is going up all the time at this moment. So when we started, we calculated with zero, and now it's already 400. And we are thinking about not bringing the struvite in bulk to the market, but sell it in a different way to the communities, to the municipalities, and to citizens, just in little bags to earn more money, up to 4,000 euros a ton. Besides that, we have also some savings in the other treatment plants. Like you see here, the other treatment plants, we are not going to rebuild the CHP, the combined heat and power plants. We are going to remove them, and we concentrate it at the treatment plant of Amersfoort. So that will also save some money. I have a movie, but I suggest that you you will have it in the presentation, I guess. You can see it at home. It will take too much time now, I think. So this movie is about these two phases, about energy neutral and phosphorus recovery. It's in English, so you can see it, I hope. The third phase we want to do is the sludge drying. How many times? As I told, we want to dry the sludge with excess heat, because the cost of sludge is very high, and if we can dry it, the first thing is we have less cost, and the second thing, we will have a fuel which we can be burned in a different way, so that will also be more sustainable. But unfortunately, it's not possible at Amersfoort within this project period. So we are going to do it on a pilot scale now in another treatment plant for this size. And we will do it the coming years for about 10% of the sludge amount. And to have the results for our treatment plant at Amersfoort in next year. I forgot to tell that we had the funding of LIFE, and we are also cooperating with STOA, that's the Dutch Research Institute for All the Water Boards, who is doing the dissemination of the knowledge in the Netherlands. So that's it.
So it's time for questions for Henry.
Hello. I think I've understood sand filtration at the end of the process. Why do you do it at the end of the plant and not at the beginning of the plant? And well, that's the question.
So actually, we have to remove some more phosphorus from the effluent. So we treat it up to one lower than 1 milligram phosphorus per liter by chemical removal, and we add the sand filtration to add some more.
Okay, sand filtration. You mean you filtrate the
water.
Effluent, a solid effluent by sand. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I understood that you filtrated and separated the sand. Okay.
Okay.
It's understood.
No problem.
I'm Luis Sala from the Consorci de la Costa Brava, Costa Brava Water Agency, and I would like to say congratulations to you for this presentation, but not only for the presentation itself, but for all the work that you are doing. And I think that it's not only a theoretical approach, but it's a very practical approach, and that's what we need. And I think we should use it as guidance for this transition to the new paradigm that someone mentioned before.
Thank you.
No tenim temps, eh? No, doncs...